With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. This Friday morning is always brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. We'll talk to John Keim from ESPN.com shortly as we talk NFL draft. And I believe John joins us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. What's up, John?
What up, guys? How are you?
Hey, man.
Morning, John.
Tired. I stayed up to watch the whole thing.
Sure, John did too.
Yeah, I was up a little bit later than that, so but that's okay.
Yeah.
Not much else going on.
What was your overall feeling? It was bizarre to watch. I mean, I was thankful to have it, but, man, it was just kind of surreal. Like, this was so 2020, like everybody on the Zoom and Goodell staring at this in this quiet room and staring at Zoom cameras. I really thought it was bizarre.
It definitely was. I think given the circumstances we're in, I was impressed with how it came together, to be honest.
Yeah.
And obviously it's my company and, you know, splitting with the NFL Network, so – you look at that, but like I kept waiting for something more. Would something go wrong? And I was amazed at how they pulled that off. But it was different. And I think that, to be honest, like one of the, I wouldn't say the sad part, but like, you know, one of the fun things is watching when these guys celebrate and in a big celebration, because it's such a big thing to have achieved to this point. And you still saw stuff, and it felt more muted. But I'm still amazed that they were able to pull this all off.
Yeah. So obviously the Redskins, they do as expected. We haven't gone through all of the clips yet. We're going to do that after we have you on, John. It doesn't sound like Rivera gave up too much skinny, though, right? Was he asked about when they decided on Chase, and was he asked about you know, potential trades and that sort of thing?
Yes. In fact, that was my question. It was the first question. Like, when did you settle on him?
Yeah.
And he just, you know, basically you go, I don't think you, I have known for a long time. I'm not alone in knowing that, like, how much they like Chase Young. And listen, it's hard not to. He was going, whether they're picking him at two, somebody else is picking him there, right? So,
yeah.
You know, or in that high. So it's not hard to dislike. It's not hard to like him. But you knew that they not only liked him, but they were also telling people, yeah, he could maybe do what Nick Bosa, he could be like our Nick Bosa type, where you come in to make that kind of an impact. And they're talking about how maybe he could be used, et cetera. So that's been for a while. But you still have to go through the process. And that's why they met with some of the other quarterbacks in the draft, between Tua and Burrow and those guys. And there were other guys that you have to consider, because the other part of it too is, what if you go through this process and somebody at the last minute sends up a draft pick, you know, sends up a haul of picks, and you say, oh my God, you got to take that. And now so you have to be prepared. So they went through all that. But as Rivera said in his answer, it was a mere formality.
Mm-hmm.
And the trade part, the only team I know for sure that made a legitimate offer or legitimate was Atlanta. But nothing, there was nothing, and I had heard this earlier in the week, there was nothing that anybody was going to call about, or the teams that were calling did not have the ammo to move up. So the trade was never really a possibility. It would have had to have been that where they would take Atlanta's scenario to them and then say, well, what if you guys did X, Y, and Z plus A, B, C? Then you get to the point where you're saying maybe there's some temptation there. Nothing ever got to that point. There was no, like, back and forth about what they could do or anything like that. They really want to chase Young, and if you're going to move off an impact guy at that spot, you want to get an impact guy, you can't go down but a couple spots.
Mm-hmm.
John, do you think it was as close to unanimous as you can get for Chase Young for all the key decision makers for the Redskins? I mean, it's hard to get unanimous on anybody, but, I mean, he's such a great prospect. You know, people are saying he's the best pass rusher to enter the league in 10 or 15 years. Was there ever, like, one dissenting voice saying, maybe we don't go Chase Young, we go this other direction? Or was it Young you all know, the time?
It certainly felt unanimous to me. You know, I think if you're Jack Del Rio, yes, it's going to be that way. And Ron Rivera is a defensive-minded head coach who had Julius Peppers. I mean, those guys have had Khalil, Von Miller, and Pepper. So, you know, so you know that, like, I would guess that it was unanimous, but I don't know if there are other people in the building saying, hey, you guys are off here. We should go Isaiah Simmons, or should go too, or whatever. I don't know that for sure, but it certainly felt that way. And, you know, because they knew the kind of impact he could make, and they knew that they don't have guys like that. I mean, you know, they don't, and that's something that they knew they needed. So, yeah, it certainly has felt like a no-brainer for a long, long time.
John, what is the difference? I should know this, and I'm sure you guys discussed this at the time when Del Rio was hired. What can we expect different from Del Rio and Minuski? Like, what's sort of Del Rio's calling card as a D coordinator?
Good question. He's going to run a 43, obviously, so I think that is the biggest change. And to be honest, you know, I think a lot of times what guys do is there's a lot of stuff that gets done that's the same. I don't know that it's – I think it's about how, you know, how easy is that defense to learn, or how complicated are you making it on the field? Because I think that was part of the problems here last year. There were guys that just, like, they may not know how – not so much they didn't know how to adjust, because some guys did, but not everybody did. So you'd see some of the confused looks, or, you know, the miscommunication in the secondary. And that's – so, like, that's one of the things that he first pointed to when we talked to him, was about all the communication errors. So sometimes it's more about that kind of stuff than it is about, well, he's going to do a lot of blitzing and this and that. I mean, listen, we've seen defensive coordinators here over the last couple of years, over the last 10 years, do a, you know, Jim Haslett blitzed a ton. Their defense wasn't good. You know, Joe Barry had one year where he didn't blitz a lot, and then the next year where he did. Do you know what I'm saying? So, like, that mm-hmm. stuff to me becomes irrelevant. I think a difference, though, up front will be, you know, it's the two gap versus the one gap for the defensive lineman. Are you responsible for two gaps, or can you just get an attack upfield? Del Rio has played both styles. My sense is, like last year, the last couple of years, those linemen were two gap. So they felt like they couldn't just charge up, get upfield right away, you know, basically play the pass on the way to the run, that kind of stuff. And that could be more of what they're doing this year. I don't think it's going to be a true one gap. It sounds like they would do a mix of it. You may even have it on one rush. One guy's responsible for two. This guy's got the one gap on this one, because they have guys who can play both. So that's a subtle difference that I think they'll feel like they can attack. But then the other biggest difference is going to the 43, and you have a guy like, you know, with Montez Sweat. He is more suited for a 43 front, right? And so I think Chase Young will be outstanding. He'll be good in anyone, but he'll be outstanding in that one. So I think that to me is a big, big difference as well, that with the personnel they have up front, that works well with them.
What's the latest on the Trent deal, as we saw all of these potential suitors draft tackles, you know, just kind of like smoke's coming out of your ears.
Right.
Do they have any suitors at this point?
Yeah, absolutely. And I was told after the draft that there were three teams that were probably going to be involved, or at least still had interest in him. And the one I know for sure is Minnesota. And I think they're, you know, when you look at when you do the math, it adds up for them if they want it, because they have 12 more picks. They have multiple picks in the third and fourth rounds, areas where, you know, where probably if you give them a couple picks, it could easily get done. There's zero chance that the Vikings are going to want to have 13 rookies on their roster. You have some ammunition to give up. They had made an offer before. It was not a great offer. but they have been they had talked to the Redskins for a while. So I don't know who the other teams are, but I know that one, and it just certainly seems like if the Vikings really wanted to get it done, they could get it done today.
Yeah, so they have 89 and 105 in the third round. So maybe they part with one of those?
I think my if I had to guess, I would say one of those and maybe another lower round pick.
Okay.
Something like that. Something where, because the Redskins have said they want second round value, and there are multiple ways to get to that point. It could be combination, a straight, flat out second round pick, or a combination of picks. So I think that's why they can make the combination. They could easily make that combination work. And so I know that the Redskins would like to add another third or fourth, because there's some good value in those rounds, and I say especially the third, get another top 100 pick. And so that's why I say it logically points in that direction. Doesn't mean it'll happen, but logically that's where I would look.
Joined by John Keim, who covers the Redskins for ESPN and ESPN.com. So presently the Redskins are sitting at 66 in the third round. Some wide receivers that could potentially be there are guys like Michael Pittman out of USC, KJ Hamler, just a speed burner out of Penn State, maybe a Chase Claypool, or any of those names you've heard that the Redskins have interest in.
I don't know all the receivers they have interest in. Michael Pittman would be really interesting. Hamler, Hamler, having watched him in the Big Ten, is a playmaker. You worry about the hands a little bit, but he's a playmaker. But Pittman, like I said, a guy like Pittman would make sense. I think, there's a guy like Van Jefferson from Florida would make some sense too. I think that would be one to watch. I know that they want to get a receiver, but there are also some. It also is a good corner class in that round as well, and I would say they definitely need some more corners. So I think that's another spot to watch. And I before this, for a long time, kind of told that there's not a position they wouldn't take in any of these rounds. So if there's a running back sitting there, I could see them taking a running back. But I think you'd look at other spots first, and I think receiver would be a definite one, because they need to add more to that offense for Dwayne Haskins. And it's not a knock on the receivers here. I mean, Terry McLaurin was really good. I think Steven Sims is an intriguing guy still. He finished well, and Kelvin Harmon has some good size and all that, but they still need more there. And obviously they could use a tight end. I think receiver would be probably a bigger one, because I think there's just a deeper class, so it's easier to get in this round. But yeah, that would definitely be an area to watch.
Yeah, I mean, if you just look at the offseason additions, they really focused on the defense.
Right.
I mean, I know that they went out and got Cornelius Lucas. Don't even know if he'll be their starter at left tackle. Who knows? They went out and got Latimer. They got a couple tight ends, probably backups, but they really were defensive heavy. And if this draft would really make Skins fans happy if they could trade Trent and get a couple picks, because they do need to make those picks count.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And they got to get offense.
And I agree with you on all that. That's why I think if you could get another top 100 pick and you can get a receiver there, I think, because this is a good class. I mean, not every receiver fits every team or every situation. And I think in an ideal world for them, they could get a guy. They would get a guy who could play on the outside. They could keep Sims inside, but you could also, if you wanted to, you could use Sims on the outside in a similar role to what Curtis Samuel played for the Panthers last year. And but I still think you'd like to get one, and that is a sweet spot. And so if you could add another pick, you can address that. And again, there are corners there that you can address, because it's great to have this pass rush, what they may have up front, but you've got to have guys who can cover. And I think there's some questions about the guys in the secondary at those spots that they have to answer in the affirmative. And there's a lot, maybe they do well, but going into this, you're going to have a lot of questions.
All right, John, we'll talk to you soon. That's John Keim, covers the Redskins for ESPN.com. Enjoy the draft tonight and tomorrow.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. Thank you, John. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right, JK.
Remember, we're all over the draft all day on 106.7 The Fan and throughout the weekend, continuing coverage presented by Fed Choice Federal Credit Union. The federal community is playing a crucial role in our fight during these tough times. And FedChoice Federal Credit Union sincerely thanks everyone working tirelessly to help mitigate the disaster. Learn how we can help you at FedChoice.org, insured by NCUA.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chuckie's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Talking NFL draft tonight as we cover rounds 2 and 3. Chris Russell and Pete Medhurst. They'll have full coverage of the draft starting at 6:30. Continuing coverage of the NFL draft on 106.7 The Fan, presented by FedChoice Federal Credit Union. The federal community is playing a crucial role in our fight during these tough times. And FedChoice Federal Credit Union sincerely thanks everyone working tirelessly to help mitigate the disaster. Learn how we can help you at FedChoice.org, insured by NCUA. So we wanted to play some of these Chase Young clips and open up the phone lines at 800-636-1067. I know yesterday Eric threw out the question, what is going to excite the fan base the most? What would get people the most fired up? And might have been a polarizing move like drafting Tua, bailing on Dwayne Haskins, passing on Chase Young. But they did the most expected thing, which was they drafted Chase Young. Are you fired up for that? 800-636-1067. And how good do you think the defense can be? You just heard John Kime kind of go through it. But, I mean, they've drafted a bunch of first-round guys in the last 3 or 4 years on the defensive line, starting with Jonathan Allen, who's been really good at times, Deron Payne, who's also been really good at times, last year Montez Sweat, and this year Chase Young. Those are just the young guys in the front four. You also have Matt Ioannidis, who arguably has been their best defensive lineman in terms of production. Mm-hmm. Ryan Kerrigan, who, yes, last year, down year, but traditionally is a 10-sack-a-year guy. And then you still have Tim Settle in terms of depth. So you got to like that defensive line. How excited are you? 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Of course, yesterday you had Ron Rivera and Kyle Smith and Chase Young speak after the selection. So let's go through some of these clips. Let's start with Chase. He talked about when the Redskins first kind of let him know that they were going after him. It's clip number one.
Yeah, man, I never really knew for sure. I know a lot of people saying that the Redskins might draft me. Every my draft had the Redskins taking me. But so with my drafts, with those drafts, you know, you never know, you know, if those are going to come true. So, I muted out everything and just, working. It just didn't really pay attention too much to my drafts.
He also talked about what he believes his strengths are. Let's play clip number three. This is Chase on Chase.
Football player, and where do you see as an area that maybe you can make the greatest improvement and step into the NFL?
I'm gonna definitely try to make my presence felt, is one thing I can let you know, man. And, you know, every day I'm just working. And my next steps is just getting in touch with my teammates, getting in touch with my coaches. Just to see, you know, what I can learn right now, man. So just know that I'm gonna be the most prepared player that I can be.
You know what's kind of shocking is when you look at the Redskins in sacks per game, that the Skins were actually 10th.
They're up there.
They were up there in sacks per game. I mean, it sure didn't feel like it. How does a team win three games and they were ten, they were, you know, they were half a sack away from, you know, top of the league?
Because their offense was so bad.
Most of the offensive categories.
Yeah, the offense stunk, and they were bad at stopping the run.
That's why.
They were the second worst in the league in stopping the run.
They were worst on third downs defense.
JP mentioned it. He goes, look, you got so many first-round draft picks on defense. On, they've got five guys that they drafted inside the top 20 on that D-line right now, if you include Chase Young. But offensively, they just didn't address it in the offseason. That's why I think that this Trent Williams deal, they've got to make a move for him and, you know, trade him and acquire a couple picks because, they've got to add some offensive players.
Another area where they were terrible was opponents' third down conversions. And that's something where Chase Young and that pressure he's going to put on the quarterback should help this defense. It should help them get off the field and get the offense back on the field.
800-636-1067 is the number. You can also tweet us at Junks Radio. Let's play clip five, which is Coach Rivera talking about what he sees Chase doing with the defense.
What do you see Chase being able to do in terms of lifting up the group that's already in place that you already have on the defensive side?
Well, I think one of the things that I believe will happen more so than anything else really is that now we've transformed our front from a 3-4 to a 4-3. Right. To a 40 front. It gives us four set rushers. I think there's an impact that getting to the quarterback has on the other rushers, the linebackers, and the secondary. And if we can create that type of immediate disruption, it's going to help, you know, the back seven. And I think, again, if we can get to that point, create the takeaways, create the three and outs, it's going to help the offense.
And I don't think the back seven's horrible, Eric. I mean, the linebackers maybe are the weak slot, but they added three guys in the secondary. Maybe they draft another guy. Who knows? But he's right, man. You got defensive guys who are making the decisions. You got a defensive head coach. You got obviously a really quality defensive coordinator. You got Sam Mills. You've got That's the strength right now, is the defense. Offensively, big question mark. They've got to add three or four guys, I think, in the draft offensively. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, well, they need a lot of guys.
Yeah.
I mean, they need guys along the offensive line, and they need targets. They need more weapons. So, yeah, I agree with you. I'm excited, I guess, about the possibilities of the defense. I mean, I definitely am. I'm just a little bit wary because I've been feeling this way for several years now, and they just haven't capitalized on it.
Now, Rivera actually said he believes Chase Young can help the offense. Here's when he talks about Chase's impact on the offense.
What cut number?
Number seven, sorry.
Now, that being from his perspective, from a coaching perspective, it depends. If you're an offensive coach, you want offensive playmaker. Defense coach, you want defensive playmaker. That's the truth. But Kyle hit the nail on the head, guys. Is, you know, we drafted Chase because we believe he can impact our team. He's going to help us on the offensive side as well. If we can create the energy up front that we need and get the pressure on the quarterback, we can get the ball back to our offense and get it back to him quick.
Yeah, well, I think that's one of the huge keys, is that the pressure they're going to put on opposing offenses hopefully creates turnovers, increased number of sacks, get the ball back to your offense instead of your defense just being winded for being out on the field for so long. That's something that has to change going forward, and I think it will under Del Rio and Rivera.
I can't help it. Valdez and I were talking about it during the break. When Rivera talks right now, you know, he's putting me to sleep. He's just so different from
Jay
Gruden.
Get used to it.
I think he'll be a little more fiery. We've seen clips of him being fiery and everything, but, you know, everything's more muted. Everyone's working from home. It's all over Zoom. Empty room. But, oh, my God, Cakes. He is not nearly as fun so far as Jay.
I agree. I said that earlier. This is the new normal for Skins fans.
Valdez, are you with me? Come on, man.
I hate it. I'm
if
already.
With me? Come on, two times. Come on, knock on your desk if you're with me, Kate.
Just think, every Monday you're gonna have to deal with that for at least a segment.
It was. I mean, 20 minutes of my Monday are going to be dedicated to this melatonin coach.
Yeah. I mean, oh, my God. I think he's a great coach. But, my God, he's not fun to listen to.
Is that you hope the results on the field are better. You'll take that. You'll take that all day long.
Of course.
If he gets the Skins to be a contender. It gets him into playoff. Right.
I mean, Belichick is the worst. And he's a genius, so.
Yeah, I mean, we're fresh out of clips like the one we just stepped on that Valdez just played.
Play it again?
Yeah, they're playing. They're playing the way they're playing.
This makes me laugh.
I mean, that, we lost all that.
Those are gone now. Those,
oh, I miss
poof,
Jay, man.
Gone.
Jay's not happy. The Jags took two defensive players in the first round.
Yeah, he's probably not thrilled about that. Hey, have you guys traded Fournette yet? You got that big lug out of our backfield? Come on, man. Let's work on that.
Yeah. You're Rivera. I mean, how are you going to do a Rivera impression, Cakes?
I don't know. I'll just
be a snoozer.
no, I'd never say this to his face because he's a big, scary, intimidating dude.
Right. And I know, again, look, his coaching credentials, the guy, you know, is an excellent coach. There's no question. But just from our perspective, he's just a snoozer. Right. I want to hear from Kyle Smith because we rarely hear from Kyle. To be honest with you.
I don't even know what he sounds like.
Yeah, so here he talks about, it's clip 9, Valdez. What does Chase bring, not just physically, to the defense?
And Kyle, a quick follow-up for you. That presentation that Ron's referring to, what stuck out to you about Chase's, you know, not necessarily the physical, but the mental stuff?
Yeah, well, it's, you know, for me, and off of what Coach is saying, for me, it's the school call, and it's the way that everybody around that building talks about him. You know, it's the personal character. It's how he's wired. It's his makeup. It's how he was raised. All those things, he checks all the boxes. Take away the talent and the pass rusher and the skill set, which check all the boxes. But, again, talked and touched base with Coach Meyer last night, and he was raving about the kid. You know, he's just continued to grow and mature since he stepped foot on that campus. He's a perfectionist. He's a self-starter. All the things that you look for, you know, in a football player, he's got, and he's wired the right way. So that part of it made me more confident. And then when you go to these postseason things, the combine, and you get a chance to talk to the kid and meet him, you know, it just kind of solidifies it for you.
It's kind
of course,
Smith
he's a great
from,
kid. He's a great kid. He went to Dematha.
Is he from coming. Like the Midwest or like? Or like Syracuse or something. You notice that accent he's got?
Well, wasn't his pops from California, I think?
Really? To that accent. Did you hear that at the end of the that clip?
I don't know where he's from. I can look
it
up for you.
I just heard him talk about checking the boxes twice.
Yeah.
In that clip.
I don't know. Was he a scout somewhere else or?
Well, I'm sure he's made the rounds. I can look him up.
Or has he been? Well, yeah, you're
his
right.
His pops is from Rhode Island. Well, that's where he was born. But he spent a lot of time in San Diego.
Okay. All right.
Not really close to the Midwest or Syracuse, CB, but that's okay.
He's bounced
Syracuse
around.
And the Midwest aren't even close together.
No.
I didn't understand what you were.
Okay, I'll explain it to you because there are people from Illinois and people from, like I know someone from Syracuse, and they sound similar. I think just it's a northern thing. Like,
all right,
I think
here's Kyle Smith's odyssey. As a player, he spent time in Minnesota and Tampa Bay. Then he went to Berlin. Then he played for the Georgia Force, Arizona Rattlers, and Winnipeg Blue Bombers. So he spent some time in Canada. And as an exec, he's been with the Skins since 2011.
Right.
Yeah, but he went to high school, I believe, in upstate New York.
Upstate New York. Thank you.
Look at that.
Actually, Western New York. So.
Okay, but I'm telling you, I hear a little of that in his voice. I don't care. You guys could Joan. All you do, you're just waiting to Joan.
He grew up
I
in the
heard it.
Buffalo metro area.
There you
I
go.
I guess that's
what
his
you're
dad
hearing.
Started.
Well,
Thank you. I heard it.
I didn't know what a Midwest and a Syracuse accent were the
because
same.
They're a little bit similar to me because I have family from the Midwest.
He also went to high school in Ohio. College. He went to Youngstown State.
Thank you. I mean, I'm just all over it. I've just nailed it.
He's lived in every state.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, I heard it.
I think what you're hearing is the Western New York dialect.
I've heard it. I'm just it's people from Illinois, they have a certain way of speaking, too.
He loves wings, 100%. Kyle Smith loves buffalo wings.
Right.
His setup wasn't that money of all the setups.
No, his was kind of nubby.
Not as nubby. I thought Goodell's was pretty nubby. Who for a guy that makes $45 million a year.
I've got a folding desk and $100 lights from Amazon.
Yeah. I wonder how many people were in Goodell's basement.
There were like four or five. He did like an Instagram video where somebody did and they put it out there.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Yeah, and they had like four or five, you know, a couple control guys, one guy from ESPN, one guy from the NFL Network.
Yeah.
And people were goofing on Gettleman for wearing the mask. And I knew it as soon as I saw him. Well, he must have somebody in there. And he had like two guys. He had like an IT guy in there.
Oh, yeah. They all had IT guys.
Plus, I mean, Gettleman had cancer at one point. So, I mean,
I don't blame him
at
all.
Worry about his health.
They all had IT guys in their room.
Yeah, Gettleman probably the only one being smart of all the guys.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll take some calls. Are you fired up for the selection of Chase Young? It's kind of anticlimactic because we've kind of expected it for months.
Right.
But that's what they did. How good do you think this defense can be? 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls next here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Remember, keep it locked on The Fan for coverage of the NFL draft all day and night. With Chris Russell and Pete Medhurst taking over at 6:30 tonight with their NFL draft coverage. And it's all presented by Fed Choice Federal Credit Union. The federal community is playing a crucial role in our fight during these tough times. And Fed Choice Federal Credit Union sincerely thanks everyone working tirelessly to help mitigate the disaster. Learn how we can help you at fedchoice.org, insured by NCUA. And take your calls shortly at 800-636-1067. How fired up are you for the selection of Chase Young, and how good do you think this makes the Redskins defense? But we've been doing a little World Series rewind every morning on the show, and today we're going to be highlighting April 13th, 2019, which some say is the greatest 2 minutes of DC sports because the Caps beat the Hurricanes in overtime in game two of that series, and then Adam Eaton and Howie Kendrick went back-to-back on consecutive pitches right at exactly the same time. Here is our World Series Rewind.
It's the World Series Rewind. Presented by Waldorf Honda, the first and largest remote car delivery dealership for sales and service in the DMV area. Waldorf Honda has kept it simple. Visit their website, waldorfhonda.com.
Why the Caps and the Hurricanes are in overtime over in Chinatown. 3-3 game just ended. Caps just won it in overtime. Sudden death overtime. Now the pitch. Eaton takes high. Ball three.
It's a walk-off
three
goal.
And two. Indeed. Caps go up 2-0. A minute 48 into overtime. Hurricanes were not easy to put away today. Three balls, two strikes on Eaton. Rodriguez winds, delivers a pitch. Swung on, driven it deep to right. Way back. Going. Gone. Goodbye. What an at-bat for Adam Eaton. He had a 10-pitch at-bat in the first. And singled on the ninth pitch of this at-bat. Bang. Zoom goes Eaton.
That was a pretty good minute for DC Sports.
Caps score to win. Nats score to tie. Here's the pitch. Kendrick drives one deep to left. Way back. This one is going, going, and gone. Goodbye. Back-to-back home runs on consecutive pitches. Bang, zoom goes Kendrick with his second home run of the year. And just like that, the Nationals have the lead here in the bottom of the eighth inning. It's Washington 3 and Pittsburgh 2. 435 feet on that blast by Kendrick. So that was a pretty good 2 minutes for DC Sports. Caps score to win. Nats score to tie. Nats score to lead.
Man, it just reminds me how much I miss it.
Brings back
not only you have one event going, you had two events going on.
I know. The Caps Caps going up 2-0 in the series. You thought they'd
right.
be able to.
And they lose it, right.
Make quick work of the Hurricanes. That's not to be. But, yeah, it does make you, you know, kind of pine for the daily ritual of baseball and hearing Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler here on 106.7 The Fan. And we're missing that. So it's good to kind of reconnect with the Nats World Series run from last year.
So after this NFL draft stuff, after we cover that, let's say Monday, maybe it spills into Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Then what?
Back to I don't know.
We're gonna preview
Netflix
the
previews.
We're gonna preview the Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial for about 6 weeks.
The match part two.
All right.
Full breakdown.
Yeah. When is that? What is the date for the match? We haven't even really touched on it.
It's gonna be in May. I think they're targeting the 14th or the 26th. Also, there's gonna be an alternative match done by NBC. With DJ, Rory, Koepka, and Matthew Wolf, I believe.
Really? All in sort of conjunction in the same deal? Like the same?
No. It's separate than the Tiger Phil match. But it's just like another kind of fundraising event that they're going to do with all the TaylorMade guys.
See, my angle would maybe pick two Nubs golfers and two like backup quarterbacks and see how it would do.
Ricky Fowler's trying to put together a game where each guy puts up like 4 or 5K, maybe 20 guys, and winner take all. All the Florida guys, all the West Palm, Jupiter guys. I guess maybe medalist or whatever club they're at.
I don't want to shame him or anything. The guy's worth $50 million. Come on, he can play for a little more than 5K. Let's go.
Well, yeah, I know,
he's playing for nublets.
Yeah, but he's also getting guys who are young, who are, you know, the Denny McCarthys of the world.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
I mean, they're not going to put up 50K. I'm sure he's, I mean, Denny and Ricky are friends, so maybe that's one of the guys, you know, the Matthew Wolfs of the world. So there'll be a combo of, you know, legit vets and then some young guys.
Is he trying to get that on TV? Is that what you said?
Yeah, and well, I don't know about that one.
I don't know about that.
The TaylorMade thing looks like it's going to be on NBC.
All right, that's cool. Why not? Yeah, Ricky and those guys, they should take advantage and put these things like on Facebook Live or whatever. I mean, they don't need it, but like for branding, it'd be amazing.
Yeah, they could compete with Cakes on Instagram Live tonight.
That's right.
The Fan.
Right.
Not tonight. 10 a.m., Ricky. As soon as the show is over, I'm going to be on 106.7 The Fan's Instagram Live.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Instagram Live cuts you off at an hour. I believe that's true.
Maybe Cakes will be okay with that.
I'm fine with that because that takes me right up to 11. And then I can crawl into bed for a nice hour, maybe 90 minutes. If it goes longer than that, it's considered a drab T-shirt type nap. So that's perfect, actually.
What time's draft tonight? 7?
I don't know.
7.
I think it's 7.
Is it second and third tonight?
Yes. Yeah, 2 and 3. I think it's 7 tonight.
All right, let's go back to the phones. 800-636-1067. We've been talking about the Redskins drafting Chase Young, number 2. Somewhat anticlimactic because we've been talking about this for a couple of months. How good do you think this Redskins defense will be now?
All right, let's go to, let me see. By the way, if you could tell, I put the camera right up on my face. It might tip over the way I've got it. I'm so sick of looking at the same thing every day. We got to change this up. Let's go to.
I could send you my backdrop, EB.
No, I don't want the backdrop. Let's go to Zach, Virginia Beach, line 1. Hey, Zach, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, Junks. How y'all doing?
Hey, Zach.
What's up, Zach?
Man, it's a beautiful morning. It's a great start to the Ron Rivera era, isn't it?
I hope
you're
so.
Happy. Chase Young. Yeah, gotta be happy.
Haven't lost yet.
Man, I'm so fired up, man. I'm so fired up. I was pacing back and forth last night just praying. I'm like, please make the right decision here. Don't do anything crazy. They went with the guy. Now we got a Hall of Famer to be, I think, defensive end.
It's hard to argue with it. You can't argue with it. Yeah.
It's hard to argue with it. So, you know, with that being said, you know, tonight is really going to be the dicey, you know, 2B night, because you can make or break us with the, you know, the third round draft pick. Hopefully going to do something with Trent Williams, like Lurch was saying. I mean, you know, we did so much little in the offseason as far as free agency for the offense, so hopefully we can turn around and do something here tonight.
Well, I know this is crazy, but if they can't work out a deal with Trent, I would trade. What pick do we have in the third round?
66. Second pick in the third round.
I mean, that's a great pick, but I'd like, if we can't get a deal with Trent, I'm trading down and getting more picks. Give me another third and a fourth. You know what I mean?
Right.
We just need more picks. And I don't want to, I'm not talking about a bunch of 6-round picks.
Yeah, but you want to stay in that third, fourth range.
But like John Kime said, I would be on the phones nonstop with Minnesota with their wealth of picks until I got the deal done. I can't let this just keep hanging over the franchise's head, because you're not going to have Trent Williams here. He's not going to be on the roster, even though he's under contract. It's not doable for another season. It has to get done in the next day or two.
How many receivers ended up going in the first round?
6.
Wow.
I lost it by a half a receiver. I went under 5.5.
You're salty.
So everybody said how deep it was, and man, the
Niners trading back into the end of the end of the first round and
screwed
taking
you.
A from ASU screwed me. Yeah,
right. getting drab T-shirts guy, Sun Devil, sneaking him into the first round. Look at
all
that.
Let's go to line two. Let's go to Tom. Tom, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Ain't nothing much, man.
Hey,
I'm a little happy that NFL Network will have nothing to talk about as far as Redskins making a mistake this year. You know.
Less drama,
had we not
for sure.
drafted Chase Young, had we not drafted Chase Young, we'd have put social distancing at a problem.
Field.
We'd have rioted in the streets, man. But we can't go there, says the president.
It's a good pick. It's a great pick, actually.
Haven't we said that?
It's kind of hard to screw up the second pick, though.
The last few years.
Although they did it a few years ago.
We've approved that first-round pick, I would say, the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, I was going to say, Eric, when's the last time you were this excited about a first-round pick? It was probably RG3. And that turned out to be a complete disaster.
If you listen last year, I was very excited about Sweat. Very excited. More excited because it surprised me, and it came out of nowhere, and they traded up to get him. And I just saw all the speed and everything, and it just didn't develop, at least for the first 8 games. He started to come on the second half. I was actually more excited. I mean, Chase is going to be a better player. Don't get me wrong. But there's a little bit of sort of, well, we've been waiting for this for 3 months.
Yeah, like that's true.
And so that just takes it off a little bit. That's just stupid and immature. But he's going
to
be a great
player. I know you weren't this excited for Payne or for Allen or for Doxson or for Sheriff.
That's true.
Those guys are all later picks, too.
I was excited about Sweat. And Chase, I mean, I just assume he's going to be great. Like, he's so good, I just assume he's going to be great. Taking it as a gift.
And you can't get excited about Sheriff. I'm sorry, I'm Team Valdez. It's very hard to get excited about an offensive lineman, no matter how great he is, even if you think he's a Hall of Fame type guy.
Correct.
Right.
It's hard.
Right. I'm with you, Cakes.
All right, coming up next, it's Fridays with Feinstein on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.